North Carolina. 4Q W4NGU. Friend W4NGU, AC4Q Mobile. How you doing?
This is AC4Q. Good. I was thinking Bill at first. This is Phil, though. How you doing, Phil?
Doing fine, yeah. We, chat. Bill and I chat, as you probably know, when we both get on the same time in the mornings, I'm running a little late, so you might have given up on me. I just didn't want to get up.
Let me ask you a question. I know you guys love the Wyndhams, and he finally talked me into one, and my Ballons were shipped yesterday from Ballon Design. But when you guys do the 4-to-1 Ballon, you don't use that gray box as strain relief. Do you guys put something else behind it and kind of hang it so that it's not having to keep the dipole together just to take strain relief off of it?
If I'm reading right, I've just used the gray or the blue cord, and Bill's one that's been using that vellum that you got. The ones I got have the old the original Carolina Wyndham vellum on it. So I'm not sure what yours looks like, but I'm trying to remember exactly how we did it. We probably lassoed it around the eyes of the where the connections go. I don't remember there being any other kind of really good support on it. The ones you got are probably much better.
I just don't think I'd use that little gray box that's, what, 3.5 by 3.5 or something like that to hold my 265-foot dipole together. I think I'm going to put a piece of Bakelite on the back of it and then hang the box. Let me order here at Bojangles. Phil, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Echo Yankee with info.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Phil. What I did is I got a turnbuckle. I don't remember from Home Depot or Lowe's, but a turnbuckle that has a flat face, and I mounted that to the back of the box and used that as strain relief for my 160-meter off-center fence.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, just a minute. I was ordering, and now I got to pick up my food, but I missed that completely.
And we have a newcomer, Triple E, come on in. This is Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Just scanning through this morning, looked down, happened to notice what's growing to be one of my favorite channels, being a little active. I thought I'd just jump in right quick and say good morning.
Nice to make your acquaintance. The name here is Gary, and you have with us Phil and Phil, which gets confusing. What's your name?
Jeff. I'm mobile and currently headed to work.
Fine business. Nice to make your acquaintance. And, yeah, I think you'll find this repeater, the Caesar's head repeater, probably one of the more active ones in this area. And it's got such a wide range, wide coverage, that it gets busy. Let me throw it over to one of the Phils, AC4Q. Good morning, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, good morning, Gary. And good morning to you, Jim. I'm retired and do that for a few actual shankles. But anyway, Evidently the valves are in a metal box, the ones that you have. The radio works ones, of course, weren't. They were just made out of the PCV component. So that's nice. It sounds like it's a really nice valve. I had a 160-meter Wyndham also, Carolina Wyndham, if you want to call it, that I homespun. It worked quite well. It is more or less my backup antenna. And it worked in all bands just really well. I always would check the bands out with that. Because it would resonate on just virtually anything. It's a great antenna. Let's see. Let me throw it to the other field. This is AC4Q Mobile.
You know, give me your thoughts again, Gary. I finally got through the Bojangles parking lot. I'm back out on the highway.
Well, for my 160-meter off-center fed dipole, again, 260-some-odd feet, I did put it up and did use the plastic box as strain relief, but water got in it or something, and I overheated the ballon. I think I showed you the pictures, and that really distorted the box. So when I put it back up again, what I did is I went to, and I can't remember if it was Lowe's or Home Depot, but I looked for a large turnbuckle or a medium-sized turnbuckle that had a flat face that I could then, just with a couple of bolts, mount to the back of the plastic box and then use the turnbuckle eyes to run the wire through, insulated wire in this case, and take the strain, and then that takes the strain off of the plastic box.
Heat-wise, or it didn't?
I got a new plastic box. It is a plastic electrical box. I think I got that from Lowe's and replaced it. So I started out with a clean box that was watertight again, and then I used the turnbuckle to actually take the strain of the antenna.
Well, I appreciate that. I think I'm just going to try to put mine up, make sure it has weep holes, and if I start seeing that kind of problem develop, then replace the whole box. But I guess that's a good idea. I guess the ballon's not attached to the box and not glued to it, is it?
Held in place through the connections and whatnot. I've got some photos on my phone. If I can find them this morning, I'll send them over to you.
That'd be great. Did you get the alignment instructions I sent you by email?
Very much. I haven't had any chance to act on them, but I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Well, Gary, turn it over to whoever else is in here now.
This is AC4Q. I've got to go. Run into the schoolhouse, though. Everybody have a great day. AC4Q.
Phil, and we have Jeff in with us. Suffix Echo, Echo, Echo. Is it Kilo November 4, Echo, Echo, Echo? I've got a prefix.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Echo, Echo.
How long have you been licensed? That's in the new series.
2 months now.
Great, man. I thought you were almost identifying as Gary's call again with those E's in there.
I give, just think of coffee. I was staring at my call sign late one night and thought, I gotta have some fun with this call sign. And I see it, but I don't see it. And then it just dawned on me, coffee.
Or knocked out by three E's, something like that. Fine business. Well, it should work fine for you, and when you get your general, unless you already have, it could be a good DX magnet, the triple echo, that would come through a pileup.
Call, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah, this.
Before. I've heard that before. Before I jump off here, I did want to make one small observation about a box
suspended up in the air, if I could, right quick.
Good man.
I know it gets rather hot down here, and I was thinking, I'm not sure how much weight would be on these boxes you guys are talking about, but you definitely distort it due to just natural sunlight and heat. I've got a couple Milwaukee toolboxes that they've had a rough summer this year, and I've gone outside and I could smell the plastic being relatively hot. So I could only imagine what a box with some weight on it up in up a good distance would do.
Okay. Well, it's got the weight of some coax, and then it's got the strain of quite a distance of wire pulling it apart. So, but we'll get it all figured out. And Gary, I think I'll eat my biscuit here while it's hot, and we'll talk to you a little bit later.
The other thing you might want to consider is getting a Kellum clamp, one of those Chinese finger puzzle clamps from the Wire Man. That'll help take the strain off of your feed line.
I'm at work, and I'll be clear.
Never give up, clear.
Talk to you later. Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee, clear.